We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 1st chapter, text number 51. Agner Yatha Daru Vyoga Yogayor Adrishtato Anyat Na Nimitam Asti Evam Hi Jantor Api Durvibhavya Shariram Samyogam Viyogam Hetuhum Agner Yatha Dhara Viyoga Yogayor Adrishta Tonyanna Nimittam Asti Evam He Jantor Apidur Vibhavya Sarira Samyoga Viyoga Hetu Agner of a fire in the forest Yatha as Daru of wood Vyoga Yogaya of both the escaping and the capturing Adrishtata then unseen providence Anyat some other reason or accident. Na, not. Nimittam, a cause. Asti, there is. Evam, in this way. He, certainly. Janto, of the living being. Api, indeed, Durvibhavya cannot be found out. Sharira of the body, Samyoga of the accepting, Viyoga or of the giving up, Hetu. The cause, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, translation. When a fire, for some unseen reason, leaps over one piece of wood and sets fire to the next, the reason is destiny. Similarly, when a living being accepts one kind of body and leaves aside another, there is no other reason than unseen destiny. Purport. When there is a fire in a village, the fire sometimes jumps over one house and burns another. Similarly, when there is a forest fire, the fire sometimes jumps over one tree and catches another. Why this happens, no one can say. One may set forth some imaginary reason why the nearest tree or house did not catch fire, whereas a tree or house in a distant place did. But actually the reason is destiny. This reason also applies to the transmigration of the soul, by which a prime minister in one life may become a dog in the next. The work of unseen destiny cannot be ascertained by practical experimental knowledge, And therefore one must be satisfied by reasoning that everything is done by supreme providence. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Guran Vaishnavamscha Sirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishagan Vidamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Govika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshare Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hare Priya Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Jari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalam Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyatam Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayat Nastapayeshavadesha Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Bhagavati Shlokya Bhakti Nigama Kalpa Taroor Garitam Palam Sukamukadam Rita Divisamvatam Vivitam Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Mohoro Rasikabhu Vibhavakaham Ete Chamsa Kalapam Sam Krishnasto Bhagavan Sayam Indriyari Vyakulam Lokam Ridyante Yuge Yuge Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranama Dukkha Samanastam Namami Harim Param Agner Yathadharu Vyoga Yoga Yor Adrishtato Nyanamitim Nimittam Asti Evam hi jantur abidur vibhavya Sharira sam yoga viyoga hetu. When a fire, for some unseen reason, leaps over one piece of wood and sets fire to the next, the reason is destiny. Similarly, when a living being accepts one kind of body and leaves aside another, there's no other reason than unseen destiny. So here, Vasudev is considering the very difficult situation. Sisi Gaunitai, Sisi Krishnaram, Sisi Radha, Shyama Sundar. So Sugriv Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj and explaining how just after the marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki, so as it is the custom or many times that the relative of the just newly married wife will bring her to the in-law's house. So he was, so Kansai was the cousin brother of Devaki. And then suddenly a voice came from the sky and saying, "You fool, why are you doing this work of bringing your sister to your in-law's house? Don't you know the 8th child who will come from womb will be the cause of your death?" So hearing this, he immediately became angry and was ready to kill her, which is natural in the material world, that everyone wants to protect himself from death, which ultimately is unavoidable, but as long as possible one should try to protect oneself and try to live as according to Ayurveda. So in the age of Kali, one may live up, not only to scriptures, one may live up to 100 years. So we should try to live up to 100 years, which is not easy, but we should try as far as possible. And it is mentioned that if an aggressor is there trying to harm us and going to our house, trying to steal or whatever we are, trying to harm us or steal our wealth or even kill us, then we can defend ourselves. Even if we, in the defense, we kill the other person, then we may be excused according to the scriptures. So he wanted to save himself. Well, I don't want to be killed. Of course, he was a demoniac person and he had to be killed. And so Krishna was to come to kill the demonic persons, one of them Kamsa. So that was unavoidable. And so here it is mentioned about destiny, that how everything is happening by the will of destiny or providence. Of course, Prabhupada at the end is writing the last two words, supreme providence. So ultimately nothing can happen without the sanction of the Lord. It is mentioned not even a blade of grass can move without the sanction of God. At the same time, so materialistic persons are there and they will not accept God, and they don't think that the things are happening because of God. Then they will say, well, is my good luck or is my bad luck, or is just destiny, it had to happen in this way. And just like here, Vasudev, of course Vasudev is a pure devotee, great devotee, but so he was considering that sometimes there's a fire, agni, in the forest or anywhere, and even in the houses sometimes. Daru means wood, so here referring to one tree in the forest, and then suddenly yoga, vyoga, yogaha. So of course Sanskrit is very wonderful language and very rich, and each word can have so many meaning. So here Prabhupada is writing first vyoga and yoga are both escaping and capturing. So referring to the fire, Vyog. So first it is Vyog, and the end property is writing Vyog or the giving up. Same thing, escaping or giving up. In this case, but still according to Sanskrit, so Vyog can be used for different circumstances. So escaping or giving up. It's not the same meaning, but in Sanskrit, according to where it is placed and according to the path, the more different meanings can be drawn out of one word. So escaping or giving up is here the meaning. And then yog, then here Prabhupada is writing, capturing. Or yog means to link also, to connect. Like we're doing bhakti yoga, to connect with Krishna, with God. So the fire left one tree and then jumped to another other tree. So Vyog and Yog, at the end it is mentioned Samyog and Vyog, same meaning. Samyog means to accept, and the Vyog to give up. Of course many other meanings may be there, especially as Gaudiya Vaishnavas and following Srila Prabhupada, the previous acharyas, especially Rupa Goswami, so we're doing bhakti yoga, and then we try to make more advancement. And then in the higher end, there's yoga, so to connect with Krishna, some yoga to be connected with Krishna, and then there's viyog, and that is being disconnected. But even as a devotee, sometimes we are connected to Krishna, we feel Krishna is present. And then other times, viyog is there, separation. Oh, Krishna is not there, and then crying may be there. And even it is explained about Srimati Radharani by the Acharya specifically. There's one book by one of the four Kumaras, Sanak Samhita. There it is explained about Srimati Radharani. So she's known as Vrishabhanu Nandini. Oh, many names are there for Srimati Radharani, 1,000 names are there at least. So one of them is Vrishabhanu Nandini, the beloved daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida Devi. So she's always in Braj, and Krishna is always in Braj. Krishna doesn't take one step out of Braj. Similarly, Srimati Radharani also. But then he goes to Mathura, and that is actually Krishna. Yashodhanana becomes uppercut, and then Vasudev Krishna, the son of Vasudev and Devaki, becomes manifest, prakat. And similarly, when Krishna is uppercut, then Vrishabhanu Nandini, Srimati Radhika, she becomes uppercut. And Viyogini Radha is manifested, crying in separation. Oh, Krishna left. So much crying. Only some solace was there when Uddhava came, and sometimes they discuss about Krishna. And then some relief is there from the difficult situation, from the separation. So that is an expanded form of Srimati Radharani, Viyogini Radha. So Viyog means separation. From the beloved, from Krishna, from the Ishtadev. But for that, first we have to be connected. Yoga has to be there. One has to be connected. Then only we can be coming to that stage of Viyoga, feeling separation from Krishna. But still always connected to Krishna. Like Radharani and the pure devotees, they are never disconnected from Krishna. Not even one second. But sometimes they feel the moods of separation, and then they're crying out. And then when Srimati Radharani meets Krishna at Kurukshetra, that is Vasudev Krishna. So that Srimati Radharani, that is Samyogini Radha. So also that is also expanded form of Vrishabhanu Nandini. Samyogini Radha, Samyog. Again, being connected with Krishna. So back to the point here. I mean, ultimately we want to see Krishna and Srimati Radharani everywhere. And that is the goal, to see Krishna always. And the Acharyas have shown. And in every verse of the Bhagavatam, we should see Krishna, Srimati Radharani. And Bhagavatam is Krishna Sarup, non different from Krishna. And we are here reading the 10th canto that is referred to as the beautiful lotus face of Krishna. That is the most important of the 12, of all the 12 cantos, the 10th, because it is about Krishna directly and his wonderful pastimes. And the first part, from the beginning till the 35th chapters, so it's about Krishna's pastimes in Braj, which are most wonderful. And then comes Mathura pastimes, and then Dwarka. And so, so back to the point here, Vasudev is thinking, and in his mind, that just like by destiny, so the fire is going from one tree to another tree, or the Prabhupada is explaining, so sometimes there's a fire, and one fire so goes from one house and then to another house. And then why it is not catching maybe a tree which is nearer but another tree, or one house and not the next house but another house which is more distant? Why this is happening? So Prabhupada is writing, and also as Vasudev is thinking. So that is destiny only. That is by providence. There's no other reason. Supreme providence. Daiva netrena. So nothing is happening without the supervision of the Supreme Lord and his agents in the material world. Because Krishna is performing his pastimes in Braj, in Golok, and when he comes here, so not even the killing is doing himself, but Vasudev Krishna is doing, or Narayan, Vishnu. And Krishna is just enjoying his life. He's the supreme enjoyer. But at the same time, the things are going on in this world by Krishna's will. Ultimately, this material world is manifested. But then he has his expansions, the three Purushavatars and so many of the demigods who are empowered representatives. Then some power they have by the mercy of the Lord to take care of the things in this world. So nothing is unseen. So therefore the devotees or the intelligent person is trying to do everything according to Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, according to the spiritual master, the previous acharyas, which is what is mentioned in the scriptures. And specifically in our case, we belong to the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So we take shelter of Prabhupada, and the books Prabhupada has presented, especially the books in the beginning of Rupa Goswami, the Upadeshamrita, the Nectar of Devotion. We are known as Rupanuga Vaishnavas. And then Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in this way we can advance nicely, and this way we are properly situated, and then we can understand the things properly as it is, as Prabhupada explained in Bhagavad Gita or here in the Bhagavatam. That is the absolute truth as it is, revealed by the pure devotee. So destiny, from one point of view, sometimes it is just by chance also, people are saying, who do not know properly a destiny or chance that things are happening, what to do. I have good luck, my house didn't get burned. The other houses got burned, but my house was saved. Good luck, chance. But it is not only just by chance that something is happening ultimately, but it is a drishtata, unseen providence, supreme providence. Usually there's a cause also why the things are happening. And the living entity, he has to be responsible. And he can, of course, sometimes you can see by chance it is happening, and by bad luck something bad is happening, by good luck something good is happening. But usually there's a cause also. And that is, so if one is acting according to the scriptures and to the spiritual master, then one can advance nicely, and then one's life will be more peaceful. Difficulty is always there in this material world. That is unavoidable. Even for the pure devotees, adhyatmika, devotika, the daivik klesh, these are there, caused due to living entities, like a dog may come and bite you, or a monkey, this is happening, they're taking the glasses, the bags with the fruits, and sometimes also attacking. And then difficulties due to natural catastrophes, so flood, drought, and so... Well, coronavirus, what to do? Difficult for everyone. But we have to remain calm and take some precautions, depend on Krishna, and remain positive. So whatever is happening, ultimately, we have to remain positive and see the good in everything which is happening. So people are coming to their senses, maybe we're not doing things right, and the devotees also. And one can become more thoughtful and try to become more careful in his thinking, feeling, speaking and acting. So, and so the, usually the result is coming, like for example the house will burn down, and because of previous activities, sinful activities, then the house will be destroyed, everything will be destroyed. So those who are not surrendered to to the Lord, they will lament greatly. Oh, my house is burned down, this and then everything is destroyed, and what to do? And of course, even the devotees, if something is happening to them, then they will feel a little bit distressed, because one has to live in this world and one needs some means by which one can live peacefully and serve Krishna nicely. But at the same time, they will see it as the Lord's will, or as the result of doing something wrong previously or even in this lifetime. So therefore we have to be careful that we don't do anything wrong and that we don't commit any aparad, offense, because then there will be reaction. So therefore the intelligent devotee will try to do everything for the Lord's pleasure, and he will try not to harm anybody by his activities. He will try not to give pain to anyone by his speaking, especially in acting. And so in this way he will be peaceful, and then he can advance nicely in spiritual life. So that should be clearly understood, that it is not simply by chance that something is happening like this. And here then further is saying, so the destiny is usually, there's some reason there why something is happening, that should be understood. Similarly, when the living being accepts one kind of body and leaves aside another, there's no reason than unseen destiny. Again here, so if one is, for example, living a good life and following the scriptures, if one is doing everything perfectly according to the instructions of the spiritual master and the scriptures, and comes to the highest stage of pure devotional service, then after the giving up his body, he may join the pastimes of the Lord, and there is no more birth, no more taking of material body. Then there will be only a transcendental body, and then he will be transferred to the spiritual world. And even if he comes again to this world, but he will be coming as an associate of the Lord in a liberated state, and it will be not under the modes of material nature. So whereas if one is not perfect, then according to his activities he will get another body. So if one is a devotee but is not perfect, as explained in Bhagavad Gita, then in the next life he can get a birth in a family of devotees, or in a pious family, in a wealthy family. So he may be able to continue in his devotional service, and he may become perfect then in the next life, or make more advancement towards the highest destination. And if one is not surrendered to Krishna, to the Lord, then the result will not be so good. While sometimes some persons are worshipping the demigods, and then they want to go to the planets of the demigods, that may be possible, but in the age of Kali that is also not easy, to go to the higher planets. One must be very qualified, and one must be following the Vedic literatures very carefully, and one must be very pious and charitable, kind-hearted, in the mode of goodness, and then by worshipping the demigods, that person may go to the planets of the demigods. But it is not so easy in the age of Kali. If one is not so well situated and intelligent, and one is simply engaged in materialistic activities, but if he is still in the mode of goodness, and then he may again take birth here in this world as a human being. But if one is sinful, especially if one is eating meat, and one is giving harm to others, and one is fully engaged in sense gratification, acting like a dog or a hog, then in the next life he will become a dog or a hog. There's no doubt. And if one is very sinful, then he will even go to the hellish planet. He may go to the hellish planet. Some descriptions are there. in the fifth canto. So it is not completely by chance that anything is happening. So the unseen destiny, so providence, that means actually under the supervision of the higher beings, the demigods, who are recording everything, whatever we are doing, that is recorded. And if one is pious, then one will have good results, one will have a good birth. If one is not attaining perfection, but if one is impious, sinful, then Yamaraj is there and his man, and the recording, and they will think which hell to pull that person or this person, and how much suffering he has to get. So, but in one sense, the conditioned soul is not much he can do in this way. If he's situated as a normal human being and is sinful, then it is beyond his capacity to do anything. And then he will have to suffer, that is for sure. But still, if by good fortune one is coming to one's senses, and even in the material point of view, if he comes in the association of the devotees, then his life can be changed. Even we have seen many devotees, they were butchers. I know some devotees, they were butchers. They were killing the cows and the other animals. And well, I mean, they were on the way to hell. But then they met the devotees, they became devotees, and now they are okay. And they will not go to hell. That is excused. And they may become pure devotee, or and join Krishna's pastimes, but that is not so easy. But still one should try one's best, and if one is not successful, then next life he can continue. So, and even materially speaking, sometimes people, they come to their senses. There was one famous person in Spain, and they have their atrocious activity they have. They have an arena, and they have the bulls in there. And they call the matador, the Spanish, that is very famous in Spain. And now maybe not so much anymore, fortunately, but previously, like 20, 30 years ago, now everything is around football, which is a little better, is not sinful. Of course, running after a ball is also not something special, but still, at least better than those people who were then, actually, the people who were watching then, and they were trying to kill the bull with the sword. And the cloth, the red cloth, and the bull is becoming agitating somehow by the red cloth. And they're going towards that person, and he's elegantly avoiding, and then there's a sword, and then he's trying to kill the bull. And then suddenly one time he was ready, but the bull was not ready to attack him, and was just in front of him, looking at the person, looking in his eyes, and it was eye-to-eye contact. So, different kinds of eye-to-eye contact. Sometimes due to love, even Radha Krishna eye-to-eye contact to Jagannath when he came to Braj. So, from Dwarka, eye-to-eye union with Srimati Radharani. So, that the ultimate eye-to-eye contact in the spiritual realm with love, and so the devotees also. But in the material world, sometimes eye-to-eye contact is there and people fall in love. But then here, difficult situation, life and death, eye-to-eye contact. She was looking in the eye of the person, the man who was ready to kill him. And in other words, like expressing, why do you want to kill me? And not ready to go into that fight. And then suddenly his heart changed. Of course, maybe by the mercy of the Lord. And sometimes causes mercy of the Lord, and one comes to one's senses. And he looked in the eye of the bull, and he was thinking, this is an innocent animal. And I killed so many times innocent bulls. And then he just threw away his sword, and he vowed, from now on, I will not do this anymore, I will not kill any animal, I will not eat any meat. And he became a vegetarian. Well, hopefully he's becoming a devotee also soon. So, but that is the first step, to become a vegetarian. Then is a chance to become a devotee. and there is a chance to advance. And then one can make more and more advancement. But for the devotees, because we are here and trying to advance more and more, so what is very important for us to be extremely humble and tolerant and respectful. So then it starts also with the consciousness, to be positive towards others, to be compassionate. If somebody is doing something wrong, and try to help the person, correct the person in a loving way, and not try to pull somebody down and try to show I'm the best. No, we have to be always extremely humble. And if somebody is doing something wrong to us, then we should try to tolerate as much as possible. Of course, at the same time, there's two limits also. If one is always bothering us too much, then we can also raise our voice, but we should not raise our hand if somebody is bothering us and try to become physical. But then we may say that, don't bother me in this way. But basically we have to try to tolerate and to be respectful, and try, first of all, we should try to be exemplary in the consciousness of following, seeing the good in others. That also Chanakya Pandit, he has mentioned, Prabhupada many times quoted Chanakya Pandit, two kinds of insects are there, the bee and the fly. The bee will go to the different flowers and get the honey from the flower, get the nectar, and make something good, make honey. So we should see the good qualities in other, and then we can do something also in our life. We can serve Krishna nicely. And then the fly is there seeing, and actually it is mentioned, if one is seeing the good in others, then the good qualities may come in us also. And if the fly is there and see and going to the dirty places, and that is the person we see the faults in other. And actually, if one is seeing the faults in the others and criticizing the person, that fault, that will come to us also. So we have to be careful in our consciousness, first of all. And then afterwards, when the consciousness is proper, the humility is there, the kindness is there, the compassion is there, then we can also speak properly. And then without hurting of others, without offending others. And then we'll be able to act properly. And then we can advance nicely in devotional service. So that is very important, that we try to be, as Prabhupada used to say, first you become a gentleman and then you can become a devotee. Not so easy to become a devotee. It's not that you put on a dhoti and chadar and tilak and now you're a devotee. That is a beginning, but then you have to become devotional and we have to give up kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya. Because difficulties are there, as we know, adi bhautik, adi kleshik, but most important is adi atmik, the difficulty coming from within. So that actually from the mind, that is the main thing, is the mind. Of course the ego is there, the false ego, and because of that the intelligence is making wrong decisions, and the mind is also so the consciousness is not thinking properly. So if the real ego is there, that I am the insignificant servant of Krishna, then there's a chance of getting sadbuddhi, the transcendental intelligence, and then by that you can control the mind, so that the mind will always be thinking about Krishna. Otherwise, kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya are there. Anger, greed, lust, madness, illusion. So these are there, constantly harassing in the jiva. And now this is an important point. The Krishna just is going to appear. But before that, six other babies were born to Vasudeva and Devaki. And they represent kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya. So they have to be destroyed. And then only Balaram will come and cleanse our heart. And then Krishna will come. So if kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya there, then there's no chance that Krishna will come. So therefore that has to be kicked out from the heart. And then Balaram will be there, and he'll make our heart, which maybe in the beginning heart like a stone, he will take his plow and he will plow our heart so it becomes soft. And then the seed of devotional service can be planted, bhakti, lata beads. Then the beads is actually the thoughts of the great devotees, how to be in proper consciousness. They can be planted in the heart, and then devotion to Krishna can grow, and then Krishna will be happy to come in a pure heart, and then he will reside there. But as soon as the impurity is there, and then we become unnecessarily angry or criticize others, then Krishna will disappear from the heart. And then you'll be in Viyog, then you'll be crying. And this is, and then you have to, when you realize that I did a mistake and you try to rectify, then Krishna will come also, and then the Samyog is there, the connection is there. So not everything is by chance, so that we should understand. But the agents are there to watch us. At any time, the sun, the moon, the fire, these are all witnesses to our activities. Always, they are there. And then super soul, Krishna, is in our heart. So therefore we have to be very conscious and try to act properly. And then especially we have to always try to chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Kirtanam, Hare Smaranam. We should glorify Krishna. Krishna's wonderful pastimes. Kasturi Tilakam Lalata Patale Vaksastale Kostubam Nasagrevara Moktidam Karatale Venu Kankanam Sarvanga Hari Chandanam Salitam Kante Chamuktavali Gopastri Parivestato Vijayate Gopala Churamani. All glories to Krishna, the foremost of the cowboys, of the Gopas. And then who is surrounded by the gopis. Krishna is most beautiful when he is with the gopis. And then so his beautiful form is there, Kasturi Tilakam, he has tilak made with with the musk of the deer and some chandan, and it is even mentioned just also here in some of the commentaries on the 10th canto by the acharyas, that the golden pigments also from Govardhan Hill, they mix it, and then there's a beautiful mark here. Just usually there's a dot only also, mostly. Sometimes it is like this also, but mostly just a dot. And Kasturi Tilakam Lalata Patali on the forehead, and the Vaksastare Kaustubam, and under the chest there's a Kaustubha Mani. And then of course, and then Karatale Venu. Karatale, Kara means the hand, Tale, in the palms of the hand, the Venu. Therefore Krishna is known as Vamsidhar. Dhar means holding Vamsi, the flute, or Murli Dhar, holding the different flutes are there, big flute, medium flute, small flute. So there's Venu, Vamsi and Murli, big, medium and small flute. And then he has different flutes, so many flutes. Like even in this world, the flute players who have bamboo flutes, traditionally they have like 10, 12 flutes. Like one of the brahmacharis here, he's not here, no. He has also many flutes. So those who are playing flute, they have many flutes. Krishna has many flutes, and they all have a name. They all have a name. And then he has kangan, then he has bangles here, he has nupur, ankle bracelet with some bells on the feet. And then his body is anointed with chandan. Sometimes Maria Shoda applying, sometimes the gopis in the summer applying chandan. Muktavali, and then he has a pearl necklace here. So the beautiful descriptions are there of Krishna's transcendental form, and then in the 10th canto especially his pastimes. So we should hear, and then we should try to tell to others, and then we can remember, and then we can advance nicely, and then we can chant nicely the holy names, then we can serve nicely, and then ultimately, if you're constantly absorbed in Hari Kirtanam and Hari Smaranam, then we can enter the pastimes of the Lord. So Gaura Hari, Krishna Hari, so we worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, and you hear about the wonderful pastimes, and then we can attain perfection. So, yes, so here Vasudeva is trying to avoid that his wife is being killed. So that is that we will hear more in the next few days. His thinking and then what he told to Kamsa, and then so he was able to save his wife Devaki. Hare Krishna, we stop here. Grand Raj Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna.